Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, in our final modern media segment on Business Matters, we'll be looking at social media and the five C's of marketing successfully across the platforms. Here to talk us through the do's and don'ts of social media marketing is Jane Manser from Manser Marketing. Jane, we'll be discussing the marketing strategies for performing well across social media, but first, you might tell us about the services offered by Manser Marketing.
Thanks, Carl. Delighted to be here and thanks so much for having me on. We're a boutique marketing agency. Our goal is that we help brands to grow. So we create strategic and digital marketing plans that take your brand to the next level. So the services included in that, Carl, are strategic and digital marketing planning, content planning, and, you know, getting your brand out there and getting message to your target audience.
And tell us about your own background that led you to starting a business in this area.
Yeah, so Carl, my background is I've over 20 years experience in the FMCG, so it's fast moving consumer goods business. So I've worked with the likes of Unilever, Jacob Fruitfield, Keepak. But I suppose even further back from that, Carl, what whet my appetite to work for myself is I come from two family businesses. So business as well is in my blood, as well as my background, I suppose, in the marketing industry.
What were those family businesses and how did you assist them from a marketing perspective over the years?
Yeah, so my father's a publican. So he has Manser's Pub and Clane. And then my mother, she had a gift wear shop. So hers was Manser's of Clane. And I think actually they nearly assisted themselves from word of mouth and from strong services. But ironically, Carl, those businesses assisted me in setting up because of the awareness of the name. And I suppose from helping my mother in particular, it was all about the branding, the marketing and the messaging and trying to attract the right customers in through the door. So with her, she would have done a lot of radio and press advertising. And it was mainly as well a lot of word of mouth.
And how would you describe your client profile?
They would be SMEs, primarily Irish-based, and we'd have a focus on food and drinks and design and crafts and services in particular. But basically, there are any businesses, Carl, that really want to drive and grow their brand sales and take it to the next level.
And on the food and drinks side, what has worked really well for your clients in that area?
I think it's looking at the entire marketing mix, Carl. So, you know, food and drink is still heavily reliant on traditional advertising and on distribution and point of sale. So it's looking at the brand from the outside in and looking at a process we call it the six P's, but basically looking at their product, their price, their distribution, getting the product into their customers' hands, and then creating awareness through advertising such as radio, press, online, through that marketing mix. So it's looking at the entirety of the brand, Carl.
And when a design and craft business approaches you, how does your approach then differ?
Well, I am very commercial, Carl, but I think I would bring a lot of commercial skills to the design and crafts clients in particular, because that could be an area that they're not as strong in. And I suppose the channels as well, you know, the trade fairs that they would go to, the things like Showcase, Bloom, it'd be more the channels that they would advertise through, and also trying to bring a bit of extra commercial to these clients.
And how do you differentiate the approach taken between business-to-consumer based brands and business-to-business based brands?
Yeah, to me, it's all about the marketing planning process. But I suppose to summarise it, it would be, again, the channels that they would use, Carl. So for business to business, you know this yourself, there would be a lot through networking, through word of mouth. If you're looking at social media channels, it'd be LinkedIn, podcasts would be very strong. Business to consumer would be more that, as I would call it myself, my own traditional marketing would be, spend on brand awareness like your press, your radio, your advertising, and also again, which we'll talk about in social media, the channels that consumer will be using. So to me, a big part of it is the channels of getting your message out there.
And of course, lots of small business owners spend an inordinate amount of time on social media posting, but I often say to business owners that posting is not marketing.
Yeah, no, you're right. And we were chatting about this actually before we came on, and I would give training in social media marketing and say you would need to post regularly. But I think there's a mix there. So posting, it's important to post four or five times a week, but it's important to have interesting and engaging content, Carol. So there's no point in posting for posting's sake. It's important to look at what you're posting, what benefit it's going to have to your customer, and why they will be engaged. And I suppose the other thing as well with posting and it not being marketing, depending on the channel you're on, like on Facebook, if you post on Facebook, no one sees it. You have to put a marketing budget behind it so that people see your posts, because I think it's only 2 or 3% see it organically. In saying that, Carl, it is important to post consistently to build up your brand. But you're right, posting isn't marketing. It's only part of the mix. And you need to think about how and when you do it.
I think the social media companies have done a stellar job in brainwashing people about the importance of impressions, probably a useless metric overall. But instead, what are the metrics that business owners should be focused on?
Well, I think impressions are kind of eyeballs or views. I would think it would be engagement, it would be click-through rates, trying to pull them into your website. Because sometimes when we talk about social media marketing, Carol, we forget that one of the key purposes of it is to bring them somewhere, to try and bring them on a journey so that they will actually purchase from you. So for me, it's engagement on the post. It's actually trying to look at your campaign and see, will you get a click-through rate on your website? And ultimately sales. So I would be putting website Google Analytics and sales in as part of the, when you're looking at your overall metrics.
And of course, content is still king when it comes to those posts. So what advice have you got for business owners in that regard?
I think the word I'd have, Carl, there is planning. Plan, plan and plan. So, you know, this is where we would find that businesses would struggle, Carl, is that, you know, you have to be creative to come up with good content, but to have a plan and a schedule in place. We would use tools like Hootsuite or Later or Buffer, but we use just a basic content calendar, which is like an Excel spreadsheet. And what are you posting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? And other tools like Canva as well for design. Now, one tip here as well, though, Carol, is don't over-plan either. So have a structure of your content plan, but let it be fluid as well so that it's not over-construed, if you know what I mean.
And for the benefit of those listening this morning that aren't familiar with tools such as Hootsuite, can you give us an overview of those, please?
Yeah, so a lot of them are free online, Carol. So Hootsuite, for example, is like a digital planner. So Hootsuite.com, and the first 2 to 3 accounts are free. So you just go on there and sign up. And it's where you can actually schedule your posts. So you can put in a date and a time, say for LinkedIn, for Facebook, for Instagram, and you upload your post and schedule it to go out. Because what people will say is they don't have the time or they don't set the time aside. And there's huge amount of them out there. Another resource we use and we love is HubSpot. HubSpot is great for any hints and tips on email marketing, content marketing, idea generation. So that's Hootsuite. And I think we were talking about ChatGPT. We started to use a really lovely tool. It's called WriteSonic, which helps with creating the captions for your social media posts.
When it comes to brainstorming for content to be able to plan in the first instance, simple things like Google Alerts and using ChatGPT or indeed Gemini are great tools as well for brainstorming, aren't they?
They're fantastic. And I love the way you've used the word brainstorming there as well, Carol, because it's important to sit down and brainstorm and do a bit of blue sky thinking. And the other thing I'd say as well, Carol, with your ChatGPT and your Google Trends and all of this, think like your customer. So I know the word persona might be overused, but develop a persona as in who is your ideal customer? What do they look like? Say it's a B2B customer. You know, where do they hang out online? Where do they hang out traditionally? So say if it's a business, I'll take an example of a solicitor or someone like that. They'll probably hang out on LinkedIn. They'll listen to Business Matters. They'll network. They'll go to trade fairs. So also think about using your social media platform to also be used with your other marketing tools.
And is it true to say that everything starts with a social media strategy?
No. I'm going to challenge that with a no. I think, Carl, I love the way you use the word strategy. I think everything starts with a strategy. So we're really passionate about brands, and we look at the brands from the outside in and the inside out. And it really starts with the brand and the product and the service and what you're selling to your customer and what problem you're fixing and your messaging. And then you thread it through. But I think strategy, Carol, is the word, not social media strategy, but strategy.
And do you find in general when you start engaging with clients through Manzer Marketing that they have that strategy, they've done that work on the brand before you get there?
No, usually not. And that's usually why we're working with them, Carol, because they have an idea of a direction in their head, or they may have been in business for a good few years but want to relook at the brand and reignite it. So usually they'll have a few ideas, but they won't have actually put a strategy together.
And Jane, what are your five C's of social media marketing?
I have content, commitment, creativity, consistency and community.
It's a good one. And when you conduct an audit of a client's social media presence, which one of the five C's do they generally fall down on?
Content and commitment. Commitment, I think, Carol, would be the big one, to tell you the truth, of all the clients I've worked with. Because social media isn't like a quick fix. It's you know there's social media managers and digital marketing managers. It's an actual job, and it's committing to the process and understanding it can take 6 to 12 months and even longer to build your online profile. So with commitment as well, Carol, it's actually putting a resource behind it. Be it if you're a solo entrepreneur, you put half a day a week into it, or if you're a large organisation, putting a resource behind the social media management so that it's actually managed correctly.
And I'm conscious that 90% of small businesses in Ireland have less than 10 staff. So does that mean more generally that the business owner has to commit to the time to do this?
The good question, yes and no, Carl. So there's a lot, number one, there's a lot of resources out there with your local enterprise office, for example. So there's a lot of training in the area of digital marketing. A lot of the local enterprise offices do like digital clinics where they're going to help you sit down and write a content plan for your brand. You can also use marketing interns. There's loads of great universities out there where students look for work experience. And potentially as well, you could outsource it to a social media or a digital media agency if you only, you know, the business owner managing the social media, I think they need to be involved, but I think there's a better way of managing it, Carl.
And of course, what gets measured gets managed. What percentage of businesses that you engage with are actually measuring the effectiveness of their social media marketing?
I'd say between 5 and 10%, Carl. I think that most of the businesses we're dealing with don't even have a social media plan. So I would say it's quite low. It's probably between 5 and 10%.
So when you go in and carry out an audit of that function, how successful is it?
So when we'd go in and have a look and do a social media audit and look at what they're doing, we would find that they're not very effective. So they're not getting like increased awareness because they don't have key metrics against it. And you had said it, Carol, what gets measured gets done. So the other thing I'd say, Carol, as well, for small businesses, any business, is to have digital and social media metrics as part of their KPIs. So, you know, their monthly or weekly kind of sales meeting, that digital metrics will also be added to that report. We found that's a great way of getting it on the table that it's focused on as well, Carol.
Jane, while every business should be on those social media platforms, where does local radio play a part in relation to your overall marketing mix?
Yeah, great question, Carol. Local radio for me is just absolutely amazing. I think it's part of the marketing mix. We would find it particularly good as well if a brand is launching and they want to get awareness on their product or service. So PR, for example, like coming on podcasts, coming on radio shows, talking about your business, but also then using local radio in conjunction with your social media marketing and your overall marketing, you know, events, promotions, that type of stuff. If you look at it, if you get a multiple of 4 on your social media and your digital marketing spend, you can multiply it again by 4 when you go on local radio. Because it's the listenership, Carl, and the amount of people that will hear you and hear about your brand or product.
And Jane, finally, what do you think social media marketing might look like over the next 5 years?
Oh, God, Carol, how long is a piece of string? That's a great question. I think the landscape is continuously changing. I think it's all about content. It's all about engagement. Short form video, you know, TikTok, YouTube shorts, like videos of even less than 10 seconds. It's going to be consumer led as well, that like user generated, that the users are going to be heavily involved. And I think it's going to be driven a lot through ChatGPT. And I think ChatGPT is going to be quite helpful, Carol, in being more efficient on your social media marketing.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Jane Manzer from Manzer Marketing. And I'd like to thank Jane for sharing those strategies with us this morning.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.